This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Two Northwest Wisconsin emergency response departments have received grant funding for purchasing new equipment and upgrading their technology. The grant funding came from Compeer Financial's Fund for Rural America. In total, over $200,000 of funding was awarded to support 54 emergency response departments from across the state. Among those were the Spooner Fire District, which purchased a new fire hose with the grant funding, and Gordon Wascott EMS in Douglas County, which purchased new carbon monoxide detectors. Officials from the Indian Head Community Action Agency's Rusk County Food Pantry say they're still looking for a new location following the closure of their Ladysmith facility last month. The organization's board of directors met last week, saying their goal is to remain in the Ladysmith area in a low or no rent building. They also say they've applied for tax-exempt status for new grant funding but may not hear back for a while due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. Feed My People Food Bank is hosting pop-up pantries to fill the growing demand for food services. A Wisconsin State Senate committee considered proposed legislation on Tuesday that would make school bus safety education mandatory for student drivers. While many drivers' education programs do cover school bus safety, it's not technically required under state law. The bill would guarantee student drivers learn to operate safely around school buses on different types of roads. The goal is to reduce the number of school bus safety violations and avoid the potentially severe consequences of passing buses, picking kids up, or dropping them off. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to consider donating deer they harvest to the agency's deer donation program. According to a press release, the program has been stocking venison at food pantries across the state since it began in 2000. In that time, over 100,000 deer and 4 million pounds of ground venison have been used to help area residents in need. Hunters interested in donating their deer must field dress it as they usually would, test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact a participating processor. To honor the upcoming 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a new memorial has been erected along Lake Superior in Washburn. The memorial was built with locally sourced and historically significant materials, including part of the Ashland ore dock and taconite pellets, which was the ship's cargo when it sank in 1975. Organizers are inviting area residents to a dedication ceremony on Saturday at the Washburn Marina. The dedication ceremony will feature a reading of crew names and statements from community members. The Spooner School Board adopted a $19.8 million tax levy for the 2025-2026 school year at its meeting last week. Officials say the district will have a balanced budget for this fiscal year, allowing them to better plan for expenses like infrastructure maintenance and educational programming. The tax levy does not need to be finalized until the school board's meeting on Friday. District officials also expressed concerns about another decrease in overall enrollment, an issue that many other public schools across the state are struggling with. The Rice Lake Board of Education has approved its operating budget for the 2025-2026 school year. The board approved a $58 million budget for this year at its meeting on Monday, a roughly $5 million increase over the budget from last year. Officials say the motivation for increasing the budget stems from a $1.4 million decrease in state aid revenue, as well as an increase in property taxes of nearly $415,000. The tax levy will also be $21.8 million this year, about $1.8 million higher than last school year. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction blocking the U.S. Department of Education from cutting funding for school mental health grants, reinstating funding that had been discontinued earlier this year. According to a press release, the injunction is the result of a multi-state lawsuit filed in June, arguing the agency's decision to cut congressionally approved funding for the grants was illegal. In a statement, Attorney General Call said the ruling was a win for the safety and well-being of students in Wisconsin and elsewhere. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released preliminary results for this year's bear hunting season. The season ran from September 3rd to October 7th with over 13,000 bear hunting licenses awarded. Hunters fell about 300 shy of the statewide bear harvest target of nearly 4,100. Zone A in northern Wisconsin was the only zone with a harvest total above its target of 1,075, seeing 1,161 bears harvested. Zone D in western Wisconsin saw the second highest harvest total at 906. Governor Tony Evers has announced the Wisconsin State Building Commission approved nearly $750 million from the biennial state budget for construction projects across the state. According to a press release, the State Building Commission also approved the release of $15 million to begin implementing the governor's Comprehensive Correctional Facilities Plan. Other projects that will receive a portion of the funding include building projects at universities of Wisconsin campuses and maintenance projects at state agency buildings. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff. That stage and his numbers, it's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Some fog this morning, but that will burn off here later today. But we will stay cloudy with a high right around 48 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, maybe even a flurry mixed in with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.